want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for joining us here on the Refresh radio program. My name's Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street in Merritt Island, Florida. And Merritt Assembly of God is a church that exists to be a blessing. That is our mission statement. We want to be a blessing to God. We want to be a blessing to our families. We want to be a blessing to the church. We want to be a blessing to the community. And if that sounds like something you could be a part of, we would love to invite you out to Merritt Assembly of God this Sunday, 10:30 of the morning, 9:30 is Sunday school, 10:30 is worship. And just want to let you know, I'm going to be preaching a revival service Saturday night. It's up in Geneva. It's at a Church of God. I believe it's called Community Church of God. It's on State Road 46. I think it's 17 miles off of I-95. It's on the north side of the road there. And so that's a church that Dennis from Wyrick Air pastors. And they invited me to come and preach a revival service up there this Saturday night. And so pray for me that God will use me to be a blessing to that church, and that I'll still be able to function well enough on Sunday morning to be a blessing to our church. So I want to say thank you today to the folks at Treasure Your Landscape. The phone number there is 321-749-1432. I want to personally testify that Treasure Your Landscape is very, very good at what they do. They are passionate about what they do, but they are excellent at what they do as well. They got decades of experience in the landscaping business. They love Jesus. They love what they do. They have a full array of products from putting greens and premium artificial turf, not the stuff that you find on rolls in the big hardware stores. This is really, really good quality artificial turf and putting greens. They have paver installations, landscape lighting, water features, landscape repairs. They do the design, planting, maintenance. If you like, they can transform your outdoor area into a space your family will treasure. They also have Space Coast Nursery, which is 321-452-5565. They're open Monday through Saturday, 8 to 5, 3880 North Courtney Parkway, north of the Barge Canal. I was driving back here a couple of weeks ago, and I was running some errands for the church, was on my way back to the church, and saw one of the Treasure Your Landscape trucks driving down the road. Threw out my hand and waved at him, and probably, scared the poor driver. Didn't know what was going on, in days of road rage. But I wasn't upset. I was just saying howdy to the folks at Treasure Your Landscape. And if you've not contacted Dan and his team, how I came to meet them was I made a phone call. And they came out. Turns out he listens to the Refresh radio program. They are supporters of the Refresh radio program. And they are a huge blessing. And we consider it a privilege and honor to know them and serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords but with them here in Brevard County. So thank you to Treasure Your Landscape. And if you've got some work, that may be a great resource for you to call 321-749-1432. 32. So Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 14 is where we are going to be at today. We've been going through the book of Ephesians, and we've been talking about prayer. We've been dealing for, you know, the last several programs of last week about standing, and that we are supposed to be able to stand against the schemes of the devil, that we're supposed to be strong in the Lord, that we're supposed to be standing in the power of his might, that we are supposed to be able to stand against the schemes of the enemy, that we would realize that our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, and it's a spiritual battle, and that we are supposed to be actively opposing and resisting the kingdom of darkness. A lot of what I see in modern Christianity is the culture impacting the church instead of the church impacting the culture. And when I say that, you might think, well, are we doing the things that the world does? And I'm not opposed to using technology. Listen, my life, my ministry has been greatly blessed because of technological advancements in study materials and things like that. Thank God for that. When we first came to Merit Assembly of God, we didn't have any way of projecting the words of the choruses we were singing. So we went to an overhead projector, and we made transparencies, and we'd project them. And, you know, that was an advancement. Now we have, you know, computers and television monitors, and we don't have that big stand of a screen up there. We have better lighting. Our heating system is better than it was. Our air conditioners all work properly. The electric panels have been replaced. You know, one of my favorite stories, because the building went all the way back to the 1950s, and someone came out and said, hey, Pastor, you know, the Smithsonian called and they want their exhibit back when they saw our electric panel. And so I'm thankful for all of the upgrades. Thankful for, you know, sound system upgrades and things like that. So I'm not talking about the technology. I'm talking about the values. I'm talking about the spiritual dynamic. And my heart in the month of June, it's been grieved before. It's been grieved repeatedly, where things that are labeled ministry are being done by personalities and celebrities, where the values of the kingdom are not on display on a regular basis. And so to hear about, you know, Christian ministries where the problems of the world, and I'm talking about life controlling problems. I'm not just talking about, you know, things that, well, you know, I'm not perfect and things like that. I'm talking about life controlling problems that are in direct contradiction to the Word of God, that these people's lives are being controlled by the same things that are controlling the world. And that was grieving to me. And, you know, when I taught church history for several different schools, I did it for the school out at Teen Missions, and then I did it for a while in District School of Ministry, and then we've taught discipleship classes. And one of the quotes that I would use is, the only thing we learn from history is that we don't learn anything from history. So we've got ministers in our current time who are making the same moral mistakes that ministers made 20 years ago, 40 years ago, 60 years ago, 80 years ago. We still have not learned that we need the full armor of God. And it's not just what happens on the pulpit or in the pulpit or on the platform, but it really needs to be armor that is part of our being. So if you just think of this as like putting on a new shirt, then you're going to miss it. You're going to find yourself vulnerable, because there are times when I've got to wash the one shirt, so I have to wear a different shirt. So the armor of God is supposed to be integrated into our daily life. The armor of God means that we are prepared. We are ready. We are ready for anything that God asks of us. We are ready for anything that a moment of crisis or a moment of challenge demands. We are prepared because God is our life. And so if God is our life, we are able to stand. And so here, that word means to stand. Stand ready, stand active, that we're standing established. And when we do that, we have girded our waist with truth. And there it's our responsibility. A lot of times people want to point fingers at others and say, well, it's their fault. They were supposed to do this. Well, what were you supposed to do? I've occasionally gotten in trouble throughout my life for things that other people were supposed to do. At that point in time, sometimes that's because other people would use me as a scapegoat and things like that. That's, you know, never pleasant. But there's a spiritual reward when that happens. But when I have not done something I was supposed to do, then that's on me. And a lot of times when it comes to the spiritual dynamic, people want to point the finger of blame. They want to point it at God. And they want to get mad at God because something happened and they were overwhelmed, they were wounded, and they were supposed to be girded. They were supposed to be ready for the battle. And so I don't know if you've ever seen the videos. They're horrific whenever they happen. And that is, a person's just walking down the street, and the next thing you know, somebody that they don't know, someone who has animosity in their heart, they're having a horrible day, they've got anger issues, they're on drugs or whatever it might be. And all of a sudden, just out of nowhere, they blindside this person. And, you know, that is more painful because they just didn't see it coming. So let me give you this word of wisdom for the coming week, and that is, be ready. Be ready. Be ready for anything. Be ready for whatever doors of opportunity that God may open to you this week. but also be ready for any attack that the enemy might have for you. You want to walk through the doors of opportunity that God has for you. Make sure I said that right. You want to be prepared for any attacks that the enemy might have for you. And one of the ways that we do that is he describes here having girded your waist with truth. So this belt, if you will, it was what connected all of the armor. It connected the lower extremities with the breastplate and things like that. And so it was a connecting point. This word truth means integrity. It is something that is true. It talks about truth. It is the quality of sincerity of mind. It is something that whenever you are talking about a person, you talk about it as the authentic, as genuine, that there is nothing hidden because there's nothing to hide. Nothing hidden, nothing to hide. And in a world where everybody wants to put on their best impression, and they want to put on a mask, they want to make it hard for anyone to recognize who they really are, and some people are really good. Here's one of the things I discovered years ago. I discovered it here in Brevard County. And that is, whenever there's people with something to hide, they want to keep people at an arm's length from them. They don't want them to get too close. Because if they get too close, they may notice something that the person missed when they were trying to hide something. I learned a long time ago that living a life of truth was a whole lot easier than trying to remember every lie you had ever told and covering that lie up. I am thankful for the person that God created me as, but I'm also thankful for the person that he is creating me to be. Thankful for the work he's already done. And so if you see me, I'm going to be pretty much the person that you listen to here on the radio. I've got way more gray hair than I think ought to be possible at my age. I got way more candles on my birthday cake than what my mind thinks should be there. But I love Jesus. I love ministry. I love the Word. I think that everybody ought to be in church. I don't see how people survive without church. I do not think that church is perfect. Merit Assembly of God is not the perfect church. I can testify to that because I'm not the perfect pastor. But I am very, very real and very concerned about people. I think the Christian life is the best life to live. And so I pray that God causes my person to be a person of truth, of authenticity. I don't want to put on, you know, some mask and pretend to be something that I'm not. So when I go to preach, the revival this weekend. I'm not going to go up there and preach theory or anything like that. I'm just going to preach the message God lays on my heart. I'm going to ask the Holy Spirit to have His way, and we're going to see what God will do. That's what we do. So, when I'm here on the radio, I don't try and tell you that Merit Assembly of God is a mega church, because we are not. We most definitely are not. And so, you and I, if we're going to be prepared for spiritual warfare so that we need to pray, God, cause me to be an authentic person of faith in 2025. The world does not need more people who talk one way and live another. I had a conversation with a person one time, and they were talking about this one person. I said, look, I will tell you that that person is one of my favorite preachers. They are. I've got several preachers that I think are some of the most impactful presenters of the gospel. I said, as far as preaching, he is one of my favorite preachers. As far as my politics, as far as our politics, I don't agree with him on much of anything, because he preaches victory, but his politics are victim. And the person I had that conversation with, they said, that's amazing. Because I come across as an easy-go-lucky country boy that could see civilization from where I lived. But I try and use this brain that God has given me, and I can tell you that I've probably learned more in the past 5 years of my life than I learned in the 4 years that I was in Bible college. And I learned a lot in Bible college. I just don't remember most of it as vividly as what God has opened my eyes to in the Word of God. So if we are going to be effective in prayer, we've got to pray, God, I need you to start the work of spiritual warfare in me, so that at the core of my being, it's not just that I prayed a prayer, but the essence of my life screams, it testifies to all who are looking and to all who are hearing, Jesus saved me from my sin. He's changed my heart. He's changed the way that I think. He's changed my priorities. He changed my attitude towards people. So that when I tell you that Jesus lives in my heart, it is not a statement of hope. It's a statement of faith. It's the truth. When Jesus was on trial before Pilate, he mentioned the truth. And Pilate's response was this. What is truth? Well, Jesus said this, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. So, if we're going to be people who, when we can say, what you see is what you get, that's in order for that statement to be of any sort of benefit, Jesus has got to be the core, the foundation of everything that we are, and his presence needs to saturate our every area of our life. Don't have any closets that are off limits. Ask Jesus to come in and say, God, make me who you want me to be. So our prayer today is quite simply this. God, make me the person you want me to be so that I can stand in truth in public, so that I can stand in truth in private, and that there is no disconnect. We live in a society, I'll close with this, that wants to try and create compartmentalized lives for us. And so politicians, need to understand that there's this been modern technology that actually records things that are said. And so whenever you take a policy position, when you are not in power and you say, I am opposed to this, then whenever you are the party in power, your policy should be the same. But politicians say, well, I was opposed to it then, but now I'm in favor of it. And then whenever they lose power again, well, now I'm opposed to it again. And so people say, well, that's because when I said that, it was true then. And when I said the opposite, it was true then. But now we're back to where we were before, and I'm truly opposed to it again. Let me tell you the best way for us to live, the most effective way for us to impact people's lives in 2025. I am a born again believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. I am a follower of him on Sunday morning when I am in church. I am a follower of him when I am at home. I am a follower of Jesus when I go to work on Monday. When I am all by myself, I am a follower of Jesus. When I am in a crowd, I am a follower of Jesus. If I'm in a restaurant, I am a follower of Jesus. When I'm on the phone, I'm a follower of Jesus. Let's make the truth of who Jesus is a part of our reality. God, make us people of truth, people who stand in love with Jesus Christ. You have a great day. See you next time.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.